This is Innovations in Patient Care. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovations in Patient Care. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This episode is sponsored through the generous support of Physio-Control. Find out more about how they are helping healthcare professionals innovate and improve outcomes in healthcare at physio-control.com, or look for them on Facebook and Twitter. In this episode, recorded at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas, we talk with Julia Eberwein. Julia presented at the conference on Generation X, Y, and Z, the ABCs of generational diversity for managers and educators. This session discusses the uniqueness of the different generations in the workplace and how they impact the organization in which they are working. If you are an existing or aspiring nurse manager, you need to check this episode out. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. I'm here with Julia Eberwein. We're going to be talking about multi-generational nurse managers and some of the challenges that might be faced by an organization or by individuals there. But before we get started with that, Julia, I'd like to find out a little bit about your background. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm a nurse for 34 years. I started out in oncology and med-surg, and then about 2.5 years from there, I needed a more of a challenge. So I ended up in CCU, and critical care has been my focus ever since then. For the last 13 years, I am the overseer of critical care residency programs. So I am the main instructor. I deal with new graduates, and that's kind of what set me on this focus and this topic.
Well, and you know, we were kind of at a transitional period right now. We have a lot of baby boomer nurses that are leaders in the profession that are all getting ready to retire en masse over the next several years. And we've got a new group of nurse leaders coming in. And so my question is, are the generations really that different? And we hear about millennials and challenges. You know, if you read anything in the business world, you see about managing millennials and are they really that different as nurses and developing new nurse managers?
They're more similar than different. But we focus more on the stereotypes and we get frustrated. The main difference that we do see is the work-life balance that the millennials and Gen Xers even are demanding of their time. So that is where the frustration comes in from management, is that they don't have that staff anymore coming in to work all those overtime hours.
That's a challenge. So what do you tell like a manager or an educator even to help them either help the managers adjust to the millennials or even help the millennials adjust to the demands of a workplace?
So for the management and educators, what I do say is that what they want is what we would want too. We would want to know our job expectations. We would want to be given the tools to do our jobs. So, but they do like more structure, the younger generations do. So what you need to do is, for example, develop very structured orientations where you're meeting with them every week and, you know, going over the goals and being very clear on what you expect. So that way there is no assumptions being done.
The next challenge is, what if you do develop a great millennial nurse manager and she or he find themselves managing older nurses? You know, that's a challenge to be able to feel comfortable talking and directing people who are older and perhaps more experienced than yourself, and also to have them accept your leadership.
Well, the nice thing is that the older generations respect authority better. So they will at least have that. But they just need to remember to treat people like they would treat themselves. And, you know, kind of the older generations kind of expect you to act like a manager. You know, and don't be palling around. Don't be making jokes or coming out and acting very informal. They would like to see a manager be a manager.
Okay. All right. So what about communications? Both generations, all the generations communicate very differently. You know, the millennials are very open and social and understanding or respecting of their personal privacy in some ways and yet demanding of it in others. So are there different ways that these groups communicate? You know, you can text a millennial, they aren't going to answer their phone. But but you have to call somebody from an older generation. They don't want to text necessarily.
Well, surprisingly enough, in the work environment, all the generations prefer people-to-people, face-to-face communication. But in the written word, you have to be clear with your expectations. If you're going to communicate by email, then let them know they need to check their email once a day. If you're going to communicate by video or YouTube, because there's many managers that do that, do their staff meetings on YouTube. So that way you don't have to require people to come in. The newer generations with their technology is kind of allowing us to expand what we think of in communication. You know, how can we get the job done without requiring people to come in on their days off, which kind of builds animosity.
Definitely. Well, Julia, thank you. This is an interesting topic. I'm sure there'll be more to learn about it. I know you're doing an educational session on it, and I hope it's you got a lot of good questions there and a lot of involvement from the people attending.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here at NTI 2017 in Houston. I'm Jamie Davis. Remember to check back on this channel so that you can find all the segments I've recorded here while in Houston. That's going to wrap up this segment and episode of Innovations in Patient Care. Stay tuned for more segments from the top healthcare, EMS, and nursing conferences this year as we continue to focus on ways that healthcare professionals, just like you, are providing innovative care and improving patient outcomes all the time. Thanks again to Physio-Control for sponsoring this and other episodes of Innovations in Patient Care. Make sure you say thank you to them on Facebook or Twitter for helping me bring you some of the best in healthcare innovators every year. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the PodMedic. You can check out my other shows in the iTunes directory or over at MedicCast.com. I'll be back soon with more from Innovations in Patient Care. In the meantime, stay safe. And stay tuned here to Innovations in Patient Care.